Okay, welcome, Kathy. Your share on page 63, step three. You
So
have
I'm Kathy, alcoholic from, again, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Something led me to this topic, which actually was very good for me. So anyway, I'll read the transcribed version. Did I sincerely take the position that from hereafter I have a new employer? Do I believe that being all powerful, he will provide what I need? Do I believe that I must keep close to him and perform his work well? Do I believe established on such a footing, I could become less and less interested in myself and my little plans and designs? Do I believe I must become more and more interested in seeing where I could contribute to life? Do I believe God will provide new power, which will enable me to enjoy peace of mind? I will discover I could face life successfully and become conscious of his presence, that I could lose my fear of today, tomorrow, or the hereafter. I will be reborn. We're now at step three. Many of us said to our Maker, as we understand him, God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Did I think well before taking this step, making sure I was ready? Could I at least last surrender myself totally to God? We found it very desirable to take this spiritual step with an understanding person, such as our wife, best friend, or spiritual advisor. But it is better to meet God alone than with one who might misunderstand. Did I express the idea, voicing it without reservation? Was it honestly and humbly made? I think back to when I first heard of the steps, particularly the first three. I was in rehab. And step one, admitted I was an alcoholic and my life was unmanageable. That wasn't a big leap. I was there for 30 days after my second DUI at 9:30 in the morning. So that wasn't a leap for me. Believe there's a power greater than myself that restored me to sanity. I'd always believed in God, so that wasn't tough. Then we got to step three. Made the decision to turn my will and my life over to God, over to the care of God, as I understood him. Hold up a minute, wait a minute. I'm supposed to turn my will over to him? That was new. I was like, who'd I ever thought? Who thought? And what I've learned, particularly through going through the BBA in detail, step one is far more involved. However, when we get to step three, I had never turned my will or my life over to God. And removing the substance was not going to change the fact that my life was unmanageable. I needed to change. I was in control, supposedly, and it did not work out well for me. And I can remember, I just never thought of that. Turning my will and my life over to the care of God. And if you notice the words, it's the care of God. We still have that self-will. And if we're not diligent, and which is what reminded me as I fortuitously picked this topic, that I could still take that will back. And therein lies chaos. And so I'm reminded of this. Have we, we say there, did we do this with all honesty? Were we ready to turn our will and our life over? Sometimes we are, but as life goes on, we might take it back. So I think through this process, getting ready for this meeting, it really struck me, I need to revisit this step every so often, if not quite often, to ensure that I'm not taking my will back. And I can tell you the first sign I have is that I'm irritable. Unreasonably irritable about something. And when I become unreasonably irritable, it's because something is not going my way. I'm not in charge. People are not acting the way I want them to act. And that means I'm trying to put myself back into the driver's seat. And that's fatal for me. First of all, I can't control anybody else. The only person I have any even remote chance of controlling is myself and my reaction. And that's only through the grace of God and what God has done in my life. So I am so thankful for the opportunity to speak with you all, because it caused me to look back and look back in some of the things in my life and my reaction to them, and where my reaction certainly spoke to the fact that I was trying to take the driver's seat again, and how to prepare myself to take a step back and revisit this step three and figure out, am I trying to take the driver's seat again? What the BBA has brought me in, and Lonnie, you really triggered a thought in my mind of what this has done for me. Because you can look at these words and say, we made the decision, blah, blah, blah. But unless you actually internalize it and do it, I mean, the first three steps are a decision, but step three is not just a decision, it's an action. We actively have to turn our will over to the care of God. It's not enough to say, you actually have to do it. So I can tell you, I was reborn when I finally did turn my will over to my life and my will over to the care of God. But there have been times I've taken it back. And I've lost out on some of that joy and the promises. They're still there and they come back because I've spent enough time in the program and I work on the program to come back. But I think it's something that we all have to be diligent in doing. So as I like to say, I don't linger on topics. I'm not a long-winded speaker. So for me to spend 15 minutes is going to be tough. And Lonnie knows this. So I could ramble on, but I think I've hit what I wanted to hit with my message. So with that, I'll turn it over.